Yerushalmi, Shavuos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. Our mission is going to continue listing all the things that you're allowed to do before Shavuos. As we had said in the previous halacha, there are two reasons why certain halachas are mutter on before Shavuos, during Taisa Shavuos. And those are either because they're malachas Rabbanon in the first place, since they're only malachas Rabbanon. Malachas Rabbanon as a rule don't apply during Taisa Shavuos, during the extra time, during the sixth year before Shavuos. The second reason is because most malachas that are done to protect the tree are mutter. If they're malachas Rabbanon, then they're mutter even on Shavuos itself. The only malachas that are usher, only malachas Rabbanon, are the ones that make the tree become better. But if it's just to protect the tree, then that's okay. And actually, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi over here, is going to speak that out in its own way. Okay. And our Mishnah, the last Mishnah and Gemara had, if we counted, I think 16 cases. Our Mishnah and Gemara are going to have at least 11, depending on how you count it, at least 11 cases that it's going to talk about that you could do on or before Shavuos. So the Mishnah starts off. Mezamin is a natias. If you have a plant, like a tree, and the bark is falling off, so you can put, they would put manure onto the places where the bark had fallen off as a way to, as like a replacement for the bark, which helps protect the tree. The karchnoson, and you can wrap something around the tree to protect it from the weather or the elements to keep it, you know, to protect the tree. The koitmanoson, you could put ashes onto the roots. Rav Fulda tells us, first, that the word that kitma is the Aramaic way of saying ashes, afer. For oisimabatim, and you can also build like a structure. Well, along this chat, you can build like a structure over the tree to shade the tree from the heat and the cold. Umashkinasan, and you could water the trees. So all these five things that we just mentioned, you could do all of those ad Rosh Hashanah, meaning during Tosfos Shavuos they don't apply. Rosenberg Tzadik says, Af mashka hu esanoif b'shvius. Not only can you water the tree before Shavuos, but if you follow a certain method, you can even water the tree during Shemitah itself. And what is that? What you do is you water the leaves, that is to say the shade, the noif, avalois ikar, but not the roots, not the trunk. In other words, the typical way to water a tree is to pour water on at the trunk. And here on Shavuos, because it looks like it looks too much like malacha, therefore you're not allowed to do that if you're watering it, if you're doing it on Shavuos. So you have to water on the shade, on the leaves that are above it, and then it'll drip down onto the floor where it'll get into the roots, which is where you need it. It doesn't need to be on the leaves. There's actually quite a discussion in the Achronim as to what the reason is. Why shouldn't you be allowed to water the roots itself on Shavuos? If you're allowed to water the tree, obviously you're watering a tree, and that means is if you're doing that on Shavuos, it's a malachah drabanan, and it's being done because it keeps the tree from dying. It maintains what you have, and that's why you're allowed to do that. So what's the reason why you're not allowed to pour it onto the trunk of the tree? Why do you have to pour it onto the leaves and then it drips down? It's quite a discussion on that one. What we just mentioned was the way the Chazanish learns it, that certain things look worse, they look more like a malacha. That's going to be supported by what the Yerushalmi is going to say. We'll see coming up in this halacha. There are other pshatim as to what the reason might be. Okay, we'll continue. The Mishnah says, Sachen es hapagin. A pag is an underdeveloped fruit. It's a fruit that hasn't ripened properly. So you can sachen, you can rub them with oils, and that's supposed to help them grow better. So sachen es hapagin, umenachvenosan, and you could puncture them. And the mouthful that has two pshatim, either you puncture them and then put some oil in, or you just puncture them just so that moisture should get in. Excuse me, you could do those things, those two things, ad Rosh Hashanah. You do, during Taisa Shavuos, there's no issue to do those, and you're allowed to do them to help the fruit develop. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, there are a number of ways to read it. We're going to read it the following way. Pagi Er Shavuos, Shenichnasu Shavuos. If you have these pagan, these underdeveloped fruits from the year before Shavuos, Shenichnasu Shavuos, that you realize they're not going to ripen until Shavuos. So then, whenever you have those pagan growing during Shavuos, and they're not going to ripen until after Shavuos. So that is to say, in both of these cases, you have fruits that are have some connection to Shavuos, but you want to work on them when it's not Shavuos. You either want to work on them on Erev Shavuos, but they're not going to be ready until Shemitah already starts. Or you want to work on them during the 8th year, but they started to grow during the 7th year. So both of these cases, Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to rub them, and you're not allowed to puncture them. Both of the things you're not allowed to do, it's a form of Tosfos Shviyos that is usher. These fruits are not going to be, are connected to Shviyos, either because they grow from before Shviyos, they can go on into, they're not going to be right to Shviyos, or they're growing on Shviyos, and they're not going to be right until after Shviyos. So both of those cases, the Tanakhama says, you're not, and we'll learn about this pshat, that the issue to do it is, even when it's not Shviyos, you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember, if that's the way you read it, then Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, in a place where the minig is that the common practice of farmers on a regular year is they do the sicha, they rub the oil on these fruits, then in tzachon you're not allowed to do because it looks like a malacha, and then she avoided it because it looks like it's malacha. That's what everybody associates, that rubbing oil onto these unripe fruits, they associate that with malacha. The makom shalaynal gulasoch, in the places where they don't have such a practice, farmers don't do that, they don't rub oil onto their fruits, then tzachon, so Yehuda is being mako against the Tanakhama, at the way that we read the Mishnah. It really is being makel. The Tanakhama says these certain kinds of fruits that are connected to Shviyos, you're not allowed to put the oil on them, even before or after Shemitah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in a place where that's not the common practice, if in your place they don't do it that way, then you're allowed to do it. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Matre, B'ilan, Nei, Shehi, Shehu, Rasha, Ravotzi, Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to Matzoy Shviyos, if the fruit that were started to grow in Shemitah, and then they stretched out to not be ready to pagan, and not be ready to after Shviyos, you're allowed to do malacha them, because he says there's no issa malacha after Shviyos. So he's not to be ilan, meaning in the tree after it's already Shemitah, because there's no issa malacha after Shviyos, because the Shemitah is over, you're allowed to do what you want. Okay, now the Gemara continues. The Gemara starts. The Zaminus and the Tias. The Mishnah had said you're allowed to put this manure onto the trunks of the trees to protect the tree where the bark fell off. So the Yerushalmi says like this, Masnisin the Rebbe, our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, Branka Rabbanan, but if you go according to the Rabbanan, the following is going to be the truth, but they're going to quote a Brisa that's going to say the Shita of the Rabbanan, which is what? The Rabbanan says this, Mezahamin, you're allowed to put this, again, this manure onto the trunk to protect it where the bark fell off. Maslin, you can do treatments to the tree to get the insects off Bishvias. You can do both of those things on Shvias. Both of those things, protect the tree, either the bark had fallen off, or the insects are attacking the tree, so you're allowed to do a treatment to do it on Shviyos, but you're not allowed to do either of those malachas on Chol HaMoed. Many of the things that are usher on Shviyos are also usher on Chol HaMoed. The halachas are very similar, of what is mutter and usher. You can't do a Chol HaMoed, the Tanakhama holds, because, excuse me, the Chacham holds you're not allowed to do a Chol HaMoed. These two malachas can wait until after Chol HaMoed. Different than in Shemitah, that you can't wait. It's a whole year's worth, so that you can't wait. But for this, for a week, that's not considered that there's a tzarich, and therefore you're not allowed to do a Chol HaMoed. Kan the Kan, whether it's Shemitah or Chol HaMoed, and Megazmin, you're not allowed to. What Megazmin means to remove like some of the branches, so that some of the what's making shade, so that there'll be more branches before. Afterwards, they both hold. You're not allowed to do that. Avol noita hu esaroya. But, even though the Chacham just said that you're not allowed to be maslian, you're not allowed to do a treatment to the plant, to the tree that will make the bugs, to get rid of the bugs, but you can, on Shemitah or on Chol HaMoed, noita hu esaroya, when you see a bug, if you see a specific bug, one of the ones that are visible, those you can just pull them off by hand. And you're not giving this serious treatment to the tree, which is the treatment. I mean, it's like Gemara had said earlier, Ma'ashim, about smoking it out. You know, doing something to get rid of all the bugs. But not to worry, if you see individual insects, you can do that. That's okay. So our Mishnah that had said, how is this Rabbanan not like our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah had only said you're only allowed to be Mizahamin and Atiyas until Rosh Hashanah. It said only during the 6th year. But come the 7th year, you're not allowed to be Mizahamin. And here the Rabbanan said Mizahamin, even Bishviyas, you're even allowed to do it on Shviyas. So our Mishnah is not like those Rabbanan. So now the Yerushalmi asks a question on those Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that you're allowed to be Mizahamin on Shviyas. Even on Shviyas, not only just on Erev Shviyas. So Yerushalmi asks, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Avuna wondered, Ma bein hamizahamin lo yisnul habayis. How come the Chacham said you're allowed to be mizahamin, but the Mishnah had said you're only allowed to make batim, that was putting this like structure over the tree to protect it from the sun and the cold. You're only allowed to do that in Ereshis, and the Chacham did not know that case. So how come the Chacham don't ask that case? So what's the reason why Mezam and his mother and Oysen Labayis is also? So the Yerushalmi answers, HaMezam in El Kamoshev Shemer, the person who's Mezam, he's putting this, he's replacing the bark of the tree with this manure, he's putting this around there. So he's Kamoshev Shemer, he's protecting the tree. And here the Gemara is finding its way, this is the way the Yerushalmi says that it's to protect the tree. It's only to protect the tree from dying. That's what's Mutter on Shvius, that's what the Chacham hold. Bayis, when you build this structure, this house-like structure over the tree, it makes a shade for the tree, and that makes it grow better. So the Yerushalmi is saying, when you, the Chacham halt, when you're doing something that helps the tree grow better, that it'll make a better tree, that's what you're not allowed to do in trees. Those malachos rabbanon, you know, that's exactly what you're not allowed to do. But if you're doing just to protect it, kamoshev shomer, you're just protecting it from something that would have ruined the tree. So then you're protecting what you have already. That's what you're allowed to do. And as you had mentioned, that's one of the klalim, that things that are only asur midrabanan, malachas that are only asur midrabanan. If you do those to protect the tree from being destroyed, from being dying or being destroyed, that's what the Ron Shvi's. Okay. Now the Yerushalmi is going to bring a raya to this idea of what we just said. Tamantin, we have a mission later on. In the fourth parak, that says like this, Hamavakeh Bezayis. If a person is chopping wood from his olive tree, he's chopping wood means he needs firewood. So he's chopping firewood, which he's allowed to do. So Lo Yechapet, so now the place where he cut the tree's been damaged. Lo Yechapet Ba'ofer, he can't cover over that spot with dirt. But if he wants to put rocks or straw, he's allowed to put that into the place where the cut was. So Rabbi Yonah Amar, Rabbi Avuna boy, Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Avuna asked the question, Ma ben kash and ma ben offer, what's the difference whether you put straw or you put dirt? What's the reason? Which he finishes off with the question by saying that kashin any el kamoshev shomer, when you're putting on the straw, it's just putting a shomer, just protecting the tree from being, it's a shomer watch, it's a way to keep the tree from being ruined worse. But offer us Latina, when you put on dirt, it's like making like putting like a piece of tar onto it. The Higidea Machmasi makes it grow better. So here the Rishonim is saying, again, we see in this mission also the same point, which is that you're allowed to do things that keep the tree from getting ruined, that's protection to keep the tree from getting ruined, but you're not allowed to do things that help it grow better into the future. That's exactly what you're not allowed to do. Okay. Tani, Rabbi Yossi ben Cooper Omar, or ben Kipir Omar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Shemua, he says the following. In our mission, it had said that before Shvius, you're allowed to water the tree as much as you want to, and before Shvius, you're allowed to water it however you want to, and on Shvius, you water it by pulling on the leaves and it drips down onto the plant, but you're not allowed to water the plant itself. But he holds, that we're going to learn the way the Maral Foto learns, and the way the Rosh learns, that this is talking about before Rosh Hashanah, that what Beishami Amir Mashka Al Hanayf Yerel Iker. Before Rosh Hashanah, you pour the water on the leaves, and it drips them onto the root, onto the plant, and it waters it. You could water whether on the leaves or onto the ikar. And if according to this way that we're reading it, Beis Hillel is like our mission, because our mission says you could water the plants before Shvius with no restrictions, and only on Shvius are the restrictions that you have to water on the branches and it has to drip down. There are others who learn opposite. There are others who learn differently. This Yerushalmi is learning is talking about on Shvius. We'll learn like the Maral Foto, the Rosh learn that it's talking about Erev Shvius. Now then Yerushalmi explains a number of people who did variations of what Beis Hillel said. That what they did is they wanted to either doing it according to this, like Beis Hillel before Shvius or an Armisha on Shvius, what they were doing is they were doing things to make it not look like they were doing so much work on the ground. So remember, like watering it on the leaves, making it drip down, doesn't look like you're working the ground as much, and that is as follows. Today's Rabbiana, in the house of Rabbiana, what they would do was Mashka Basal, they would water through a basket, which is to say they would take a basket with has lots of holes in it, and they would take a basket, fill it up with water, and walk around the plant, the tree. And what would happen is, of course, the water would drip out of the basket. So that's a way of getting the water onto the tree without watering it directly. Again, it doesn't look like you're doing the regular malach on the ground. Amar Yaakov Azavdi, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavlaya, Mashka Basala, he also, this person, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavlaya, would also water with a basket as a way of indirectly watering. Amar Chir Barba, Rabbi Yudim Bar Giura, Mashka Basala, Vada. He would water with a basket, and then he would rake around afterwards. He would rake around the tree afterwards. And they go, on that, Yerushalmi says, "What? Are you allowed to water it with go around raking it up afterwards? That's mamash avodas karka, which is asur on shvius." And so the Yerushalmi, according to the way this reading is, that he would, Yerushalmi is disapproving of what he did. He did not, they did not agree with this idea that you could go rake it up afterwards. Okay, that's too much avodas karka. There are others who learn differently. That's how we understand it. So there's one more case, one more thing. B'yirmi. In the days of Rabbi Chiya Barba, having mashkin deklaya bechinish shacharata, either they would water it by pouring it over. They took like a broom and they would pour water over the broom. And again, pouring water over the broom, the water would trickle down and spread all around onto the tree, or the chervasa, or they would take a cluster of palm branches tied together, which is a different kind of a broom, basically. It's a broom also. And they would pour the water over that, and again, the water would trickle down onto the tree. So all these last number of cases of how the person should do, to do water in an unusual way is supportive of what the Chazanish said, that the reason why you now add a water things right onto the tree itself is because watering onto the tree it looks like you're doing halacha. So if you do something that doesn't look as bad, that's what's mutter. Okay, now for the end of the Gemara. Sachan es apagin. The Mishnah had said, you're allowed to smear oil onto these fruits that are underdeveloped to help them grow better. And then the Mishnah had said, and so it was mutter till Rosh Hashanah, that's what it said. And then it said, if you have certain kind of pagan that are going to not ripen until Shavuos, then you're not allowed to do them. If that's true, Rabbi Yehuda said his, then Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends whether it's a place that does do it or doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda is being mikel. We had just left off saying, if it's the kind of pagan that are not going to be until Shavuos, you're not allowed to smear them with oil before Shavuos. And Rabbi Yehuda was mastered in certain cases. So that's how on. So we say, our reading of the Mishnah is that there are two cases. The first case is Sachan HaSapagan, that's the first case. And the second case is Pagei Ereshriyas Shenich HaSilushriyas. We have two cases. The first case, it says it's Mutter to Rosh Hashanah. The second case is Asher to Rosh Hashanah, because it's not going to be till Shriyas. It's Asher to Rosh Hashanah, and then Rebbe is the Mekel. But Tanya, the Rebbe, the Rebbe had a different way of learning it, and that is that they learned based on Tosefta, which has a different wording of Rabbi Yehuda. In the Tosefta, it says Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the case of Pagi Ereshriyash Nichnasu Lishriyas. So they read our Mishnah to say the Elu Hain Pagi Ereshriyash Nichnasu Lishriyas. They read the Mishnah as follows: they read the Elu Hain, that the case of Pagi Ereshriyas is the description of the first case. In other words, they read the Mishnah says it Sachan as a pagan, you can smear oil onto these pagan all the way to Rosh Hashanah, the Elohim, and which pagan are we talking about? The pagan of Ereshriyash and Nichnasu Lishriyas. Even the pagan that will go into Shriyas, that's the ones that you're allowed to smear oil. So the Tanakhama then is being makel. The Tanakhama is saying you can pour oil onto these pagan, on these underdeveloped fruits, you smear oil onto all the way to Rosh Hashanah, even if they're not going to break until Shavuos. So if that's true, then when Rabbi Yehuda comes and says that it depends on the minig, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's only mutter in a certain case, but in other cases it's going to be usher. So then Rabbi Yehuda is being a machmir. Then the two cases are a continuation of each other. So it's the Elohim, like this is the case. They mean the Chacham, the Tanakhama is being makel even by Pagir Shavuos. So that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer reads it like we did, like we have in our mission, which implies that the two cases, Sachan and Sapagan, and Pagi Ereshriyas, are two different cases. And Rabbi Yochanan Kadar, the Tanya Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan learned like the Tanya Rebbe that it was one big case. Therefore, what? Adaita the Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, which is the way we had read the Mishnah, that it's two different cases. So the Tanakhama was machmir in the case of Pagi Ereshriyas, like by Rabbi Yehuda, El Lahakal. So Rabbi Yehuda, who says it depends what the minig is, he's being nakal, because the Tanakhama said it's always asr for Pagi Ereshriyas and Nichlasu Lishriyas. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, but in certain cases it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the two cases are one long case. And so what it said, the Mishnah was, the Tanakhama said, Pagi Ereshriyas, you can be Sachan as a pagan, you could smear the pagan all the way to Shavuos, even if it's the kind of pagan that are not going to be until Shavuos itself. So the Tanakhama was a makel. So like Barabuda Allahmir, so Behuda who says sometimes as much as sometimes as not, so Behuda is being a Mahmir, and that's how he runs a Behuda. And again, as we had said before, and that's supported by the Tosefta, because the Tosefta says that Behuda brings Behuda in a way that implies that he's a Mahmir.